Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, July 31, 2017 is Gubby Allen. Sir George Oswald Browning Gubby Allen CB, July 31, 1902, November 29, 1989, was a cricketer who captained England in 11 test matches. In first-class matches, he played for Middlesex and Cambridge University. A fast bowler and hard-hitting lower-order batsman, Allen later became an influential cricket administrator who held key positions in the Marylebone Cricket Club, which effectively ruled English cricket at the time. He also served as chairman of the England selectors. Allen was born in Australia but grew up in England from the age of 6. After playing cricket for Eton College, he went to Cambridge University, where he established a reputation as a fast bowler, albeit one who was often injured. After leaving university, Allen played mainly for Middlesex. He improved as a batsman in the following seasons until work commitments forced him to play less regularly. A change of career allowed him to play more cricket, and by the late 1920s he was on the verge of the England Test team. He made his debut in 1930, and remained in contention for a place, when he was available to play, for the rest of the decade. During the controversial Bodyline Tour of 1932-33, Allen was very successful for England but refused to use the intimidatory tactics employed by his teammates. From 1933, Allen worked in the London Stock Exchange, which limited the amount of cricket he could play. Even so, he was appointed England captain in 1936 and led the team during the 1936-37 tour of Australia, when the home team won 3-2 having lost the first two matches. He continued to play regularly for Middlesex until 1939. After the Second World War, in which he worked in military intelligence, he played irregularly for Middlesex and other teams into the 1950s. He captained England in a final test series in the West Indies in 1947-48. As a cricketer, Allen was affected by his lack of regular play and was at his most effective during his two tours of Australia, when he was able to build up his form. At other times, his bowling was often erratic but occasionally devastating. An orthodox batsman, he often scored runs when his team were under pressure. As Allen's first-class career came to a close, he moved into administration and held considerable influence in English and world cricket. He was instrumental in the creation of an MCC coaching manual, and worked hard to eliminate illegal bowling actions. As chairman of selectors from 1955 to 1961, he presided over a period of great success for English cricket, during which he worked closely with the Test captain Peter May. In 1963, he became MCC president, and was made a club's treasurer the following year. In this role, he was deeply involved in the D'Oliveira affair, a controversy over the potential selection of Basil D'Oliveira to tour South Africa. After Allen's gradual retirement from his administrative roles, he was knighted in 1986 and spent his later years in a flat close to Lord's Cricket Ground, where he died, aged 87, in 1989. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:34 UTC on Monday, July 31, 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Gubby Allen. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Abulse May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a weekly current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive and our sister podcasts Popular Wiki of the Day and Random Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.